Chapter 8. The next morning, Nori ate 2 sunny-side-up eggs that Hawthorne cooked for her. She wondered what her friends were eating in the cafeteria.
"Nori," Father said as he turned to leave the house, briefcase in hand, "I heard about what happened in the Alderwood Lounge. Follow the rules, please."
Then he left. "What happened in the lounge?" Dahlia asked.
I sang," Nori said, "with my friends."
"Yikes," Hawthorne said, eyes wide. "What did you sing?"
"Don't eat paste."
"Seriously? While study period was going on?"
"It's all the way down the hall."
"You're only supposed to sing in the choir room," Hawthorne warned her. "And in assembly, when it's time for the alma mater."
He glanced at the clock.
"Oh, speaking of, we better get going."
At assembly, Father lectured about classical music in the 1900s. He droned on and on and on. Nori's eyes glazed over. Her back hurt. The lights were too bright. She squirmed in her seat. She accidentally elbowed Bax, who sat slumped over with his eyes closed, taking a nap. At least she wasn't the only one who found this boring. Did her siblings really sit through this every morning? Nori searched for Dahlia and found her 3 rows up on the right side, but couldn't see her face. And Hawthorne? She twisted around to search for him. There he was, about 10 rows back on the left side, and... oh, wow. He was fully absorbed in the lecture. Weird. Nori felt a tap on her knee. The fluxer next to her, Anemone, pointed at a nearby teacher. The teacher motioned Nori to sit forward in her seat and pay attention. Nori sat forward. She paid attention.
"You have to apologize," whispered Anemone.
"Sorry,"
Nori mouthed. The teacher gave a sharp nod and glanced away. Nori apologized again during first period, when she got in trouble for speaking without raising her hand. Then, again during second period, when she spent too long in the bathroom. She wondered what she'd have to apologize for during third period. In fluxing class, after Mr. Lan had instructed them to turn into puppies, he commanded them all to sit. Sit, stand, sit, lie down, sit, stand, sit, lie down. Mr. Lan drilled them again and again and again. But Puppy Nori didn't want to sit, stand, or lie down. Puppy Nori wanted to fetch. Ruff, ruff, ruff. She would fetch that shiny red thing on the table. Puppy Nori trotted over. Yes, she had it. She was biting it by the handle. Now, where could she take it? Maybe outside? She could dig a hole and bury it. Nori, Mr. Lan snapped. Put my coffee mug back on my desk immediately, and please remember your human mind. It appears you have lost it.
Row.
Puppy Nori would not drop the shiny red thing.
Pay attention, Nori. Don't flux back to human, said Mr. Lan.
The goal is to remain a puppy and regain control. Use the pink holder technique. Puppy Nori did not know what the pink holder technique was, but she did know when she was being scolded. She dropped the mug on the hard floor. Crack! It shattered. Ceramic mug bits went everywhere. Mr. Lan glared at her.
My daughter gave me that mug for Father's Day.
Pop! Nori fluxed back into human form. She couldn't help it.
Oh, Swingo, she said. I could glue it back together. Want me to glue it back together?
Don't bother, he said.
Nori's cheeks burned, and for the zillionth time she apologized. Sorry, Mr. Lan, she said. I'll try harder, I promise. At lunch, Nori heaved a sigh of relief when she sat down with her friends. I don't know how much more of this I can take, she told Pepper. Every other word out of my mouth is sorry.
What do you mean? Pepper asked.
Sorry I talked without raising my hand. Sorry I took so long in the bathroom. Sorry I broke your special Father's Day coffee mug.
You what? asked Marigold.
She fetched it when she was a puppy, Bax explained. It was kind of hilarious.
Maybe for you, Nori protested. You're lucky you don't have to do anything. You just get to sit there watching me get in trouble.
For once, we agree, said Bax. Watching you get in trouble is definitely amusing.
Nori bonked her head on the table.
Ugh, I miss Ms. Star. Everything is so serious here, and formal, and strict, and you.
An older sage student loomed over them. She was tall and wore her black hair in a tight braid that went all the way down to her waist.
Me? Nori asked.
You. I've been looking for you.
Why?
I'm Monitor Sorby. You see this table you're sitting at? How it goes all the way down the room?
Yes?
I sit at the other end of it and monitor.
Okay, Nori said.
They told us to sit here, Elliot put in. At our first meal, this is where they told us to sit.
I am aware, snapped Monitor Sorby.
She turned back to Nori.
When you don't throw out your garbage, the lunch patrol removes points on our table score. Do you know what we got this morning at breakfast?
I wasn't here for breakfast, Nori said.
I am aware, said Sorby. And we got a 10. Do you know what we got at dinner last night?
I wasn't here for dinner either, Nori said.
We got a 10 then, too. And do you know what we got for lunch yesterday?
Another 10?
No. No, we did not. We got a 9.5, our first 9.5 since September 18th. Do you know why we got a 9.5 instead of a 10?
I am not aware, Nori said.
We got a 9.5 because somebody, and that somebody was you, left her empty milk carton on the table. I know it was you because I saw you drinking from that milk carton earlier.
I put my plate in the wash bin, Nori said. I thought I had tossed my milk carton.
You didn't. But you better do it today. Are we clear?
Nori nodded.
Sorby stormed off, and Elliot put his hand on Nori's shoulder.
You okay?
She nodded. But she wasn't. Not really.